Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we will learn refreshing truth that is straight from the Bible.
Good morning. This is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and we're continuing our series on the Lord's Prayer, the amazing teaching prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ, which we find in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. If you're in a place where you can open your Bible, grab your Bible to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. Pray then in this way: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Last week we looked at the opening phrase, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We saw that God is the Father of all the families of the earth, the Father of spirits, the Father of the children of God, and the Father of lights. So we saw how God is Father over us, and how we're to hallow his name and to walk as in a holy lifestyle. We're not to blaspheme the name of God by living a wicked lifestyle. We're to live a holy lifestyle. We're to speak holy words and do holy things. We're to hallow God's name through our behavior, our speech, our conduct, and in our prayers and in our theology. We are not to be flippant with God. And now we turn to the next phrase, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we have to get some things here about the nature of the kingdom of God. Before we do that, let's pray. Our Holy Father who is in heaven, guide us as we learn from your holy word. Open our spiritual eyes and open our spiritual ears, that we may behold wonderful things from your word. In Jesus' name, amen. So, we find, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What is this kingdom? The first thing we find out in John 18:36 is Jesus says, My kingdom is not of this world, otherwise my servants would be fighting. He's talking to Pilate. He's on trial before a political leader, and Pilate asks him, Are you a king? And Jesus says, Yes, I'm a king, but my kingdom is not of this world. It's a spiritual kingdom. The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom that produces obedience in the hearts of men and women and kings and servants and all kinds of people around this world. The kingdom of God is opposed to the kingdom of darkness. And these two kingdoms are always fighting. And our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's not against this politician or that politician or this army or that army. Rather, our battle is against powers and principalities and rulers and wickedness in high places. We are battling against the devil and his demons and the structures of this earth that are subject to them and which are enforcing the will of the devil on this earth. So what are we fighting against? We're fighting spiritually, not physically. We're fighting against cruelty and commercialism. We're fighting against those who cast God out, for those who want to make our life hurried and worried, for those who want us to be obedient to the dollar, or to obedient to this or that or the other, rather than obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ. The kingdom of darkness wants to fill you with rage, and God wants to fill you with peace. The kingdom of God wants to fill you with crazy lusts, and God wants to fill you with self-control and chastity and truth. And so God's kingdom is directly opposed to the kingdoms of this world, to the kingdoms of darkness, to the kingdoms of money and greed and violence. God wants you to be humble. The kingdom of God is in humility and peace and righteousness and joy in the Holy Spirit. God's kingdom is a spiritual kingdom, and we assert the kingdom of God in the most unusual of ways. When you turn the other cheek, when you're insulted, you're inserting the kingdom of God. You're denying the flesh and you're denying any authority of the devil. When you give generously to the poor, you are showing that you are not caught up in commercialism, greed, and stinginess, and you are asserting the kingdom of God, and you're causing the kingdom of God to come on earth as it is in heaven. When you are kind in the midst of cruelty, you are asserting the kingdom of God in the face of the powers of this age. When you show your Christian character in a world that wants you to be corrupt, to cheat, to lie, and to get your own advantage, you are asserting the kingdom of God. And our battle is not against flesh and blood, it's against spirits. It's against the spiritual nature that wants to be red in tooth and claw, that wants to tear things down, that's all about ego and assertion and lawlessness. It's the spirit of lawlessness. And we, in the kingdom of God, we abide by the laws of the Heavenly Father. We obey the throne that is in heaven. We do not bow down to the thrones that are on this earth. And so the kingdom of God is a terribly scary doctrine to the devil. It's a terribly scary doctrine to those who want to commercialize, destroy, and corrupt this world. So when we go to church on Sunday morning, we are asserting the kingdom of God is more important than the kingdom of this world. We're taking time out from earning money and rushing here and rushing there and satisfying our own desires, and we worship the Lord of heaven and earth. We do things that the world regards as useless, like singing hymns, listening to sermons, loving one another, having fellowship. These are things that the world thinks is useless. The world thinks the church buildings are useless. Why do we spend so much money on these buildings? How come the churches have the corner lots? Why can't we put a business there or a McDonald's there and make money instead of these useless churches? And that's what the kingdom of darkness says. But the kingdom of light bows down in holy things before the Heavenly Father. And every time we obey the Lord Jesus Christ and don't obey our own flesh or the world or the devil, then we're asserting the kingdom of God. And our prayer life is to be a life that asserts the values of Jesus Christ: love, truth, justice, mercy, righteousness. Our prayer life is to be engaged with making the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And this kingdom will come. The gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all nations, and then the end will come. Matthew 24:14 says, "This gospel of the kingdom must be preached into all nations, and then the end will come." So we want God's kingdom to come, and it comes primarily through the proclamation of the word, proclamation of the gospel in power, not through any military means. The next thing we want to look at is, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Now, whose will do we want done? Well, we want the will of our Heavenly Father done on earth as it is in heaven. So this is very clear that it is God's will that is to be done here on earth, on this planet, just as it is in heaven. So let's look at some verses about the will of the Heavenly Father. In Matthew chapter 7, we're looking at some people who claim to be Christians but are not doing God's will. We'll start at verse 20. Matthew 7, verse 20. "So then you will know them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." See, the will of my Father who is in heaven, that lines up with the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6 and the chapter beforehand. So the will of the Heavenly Father, that will we're praying for, says, "But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?" And I will declare to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." So these people that are forever taking up offerings and scamming people in the name of religion, they're practicing lawlessness. They're not practicing the will of the Father who is in heaven. The will of the Father in heaven is honesty, truth, righteousness, mercy, justice, obedience to the commandments of God, loving our neighbour as ourselves, and loving the Lord God with all our heart and mind and soul and strength. And we're to obey the commandments of Jesus wherever we find them in Scripture. That is the will of our Father who is in heaven. We're to live godly lives. That's the will of our Father who is in heaven. And when we do that, when we're humble and meek and godly and peaceful and good, and we reconcile with others and forgive those as we have been forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ, then we're doing the will of the Father who is in heaven, and then we will get into the kingdom of God. But the people who rage in bitterness and puff themselves up and get into all sorts of religious scams, they're not doing the will of the Father in heaven, and you can safely ignore them. They may have some sort of strange spiritual powers, but they are not in the kingdom of God, and they do not enter into the kingdom of God. So the next thing about the will of the Father is we go over to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 50. It says, "For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother." So Here it's saying that the will of the Father makes us sons of God and relatives of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Hebrews 2 says those who are doing God's will, Jesus is not ashamed to call them his brothers and sisters. So that's in Hebrews chapter 2. But here in Matthew 12:50, the context is someone saying, blessed are the physical descendants of the Lord Jesus Christ, or rather his mother, his father, his brothers and sisters, blessed are those. And Jesus turns around and stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, behold my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother. So our being a relative of Jesus is spiritual. It's based on obedience to the will of our Father in heaven. We are sons and daughters of the living God as we obey God. As we do the will of the Heavenly Father, we become sons and daughters of the living God. And we are disciplined by God. Hebrews 12 says we need to be obedient to the Father of spirits and live. So God disciplines us for our good. He chastises us. He gives us commandments. And we are not to despise the discipline of the Lord. Rather, we're to do the will of our Heavenly Father. But some Christians think they can sort of opt out of it, that when God tells them to do something, they can take off. So let's go to Matthew chapter 21, and we'll talk about two sons, and then we're going to wrap this up pretty quickly. Matthew 21:28-31. But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in the vineyard. And he answered and said, I will, sir. But he did not go. And he came to the second and said the same thing, but he answered and said, I will not. Yet he afterward regretted it and went. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said, the latter. Jesus said to them, truly I say to you that the tax gatherers and harlots will get into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. The tax gatherers and harlots did believe him, and you, seeing this, did not even feel remorse afterward, so as to believe him. So we find two people, one who said, I'm not going to do God's will, and who actually went out and did it. The other person who said, yeah, I'll do God's will, but just sat there and twiddled their thumbs and didn't obey the Father. The will of the Father in heaven is something we have to do. We don't just talk about it. We just don't pay lip service to it. We don't say, oh, yes, Lord, love you, Lord, I'll do your will, and then wander off and pursue our own self-interest. Rather, if we are to see the Heavenly Father's will done on earth as it is in heaven, then we have to physically do it ourselves. So when you pray, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven, we're also commissioning ourselves. We're commissioning ourselves into the service of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're saying, I'm going to carry out your will. Heavenly Father, I'm your son, and I'm going to be an obedient son, not a disobedient son. When you tell me to go out into the vineyard and do the work of the Lord as a pastor or as a missionary, or in my case as a Bible teacher, I will go out into the vineyard and do the work of God. I didn't want to become a Bible teacher. I was happy doing chemistry. I liked my laboratory. I didn't want to go out and speak before people. But like the second son, I said at first, no, I will not. But I regretted it, and I went, and I became a missionary and a Bible teacher. And if God's calling you into his vineyard, do the will of the Father, get up and go. Go get your Bible training. Go out into the vineyard and obey the will of the Lord. I've run out of time. This is John Edmiston signing off with Uplifting Moments. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. This is a faith ministry, and if the Lord has touched your heart, you may give securely online at eternity.church.